Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I had no idea who was sitting to my right. And it turned out that it was a guy from a small town in Connecticut, and he was really interested in sports journalism.
It seems to me a crime that we should age. These fragile times should never slip us by.
So Steve had a reel-to-reel tape machine in his apartment, and it seemed like he had, you know, a dozen or so tapes just stacked around this machine. And then to make matters more confusing, Steve told me there were tapes of him calling professional games that he had watched on television.
Back goes Miller, rolls to his right, delivers downfield, and it's incomplete, and the Nittany Lions go into Columbus and defeat Ohio State.
Well, that was very nice. Thank you.
My pleasure. The best part of that whole story, it was so nice to know that I did the same thing when I was watching games in the NFL. I'd do the same exact thing. I felt closer to you at that very moment, Steve.
Wonderful. You did, huh? No, that's what everybody does, you know, I would think. I don't know.
That's a great story. That's a great story.
Well, you know, Rick and I, literally, I mean, I remember sitting... It was in August of that year, before Labor Day. And we're sitting there, and I was sitting to his right, and whomever it was, I have no idea who this person was talking, whether it was a professor, administrator, somebody. And they wanted to know... They said, look, he said, look around you on each side. He said, one person may be your best friend, but the other person won't be here when you graduate. So he looked around and I was one of the guys sitting there. Well, we became fast friends because we had to give our names. And I said, my name is Steve Jones. And he said to me, are you Steve Jones from Mattawan, New Jersey? And I said, no, I'm from Connecticut. And he said, well, I'm Rick Barry, and he had spent some time in New Jersey, but also time in Lancaster. Well, we became, you know, look, you look around, you don't know anybody. Hey, you don't know, I mean, I'm from Connecticut. This is a single person there I went to high school with, anything, nobody. You know, he's in the same boat. Turned out we're sitting next to each other. So we became friends right away because he's an easy guy to befriend anyway. He's just a really cool guy. He's just really intelligent. He actually wanted to be, his major actually originally was political science. And he became really good friends with Rick Santorum. And, you know, he introduced me to Rick a few times when we were all in college together. But, I mean, he really knew him. I was just acquainted with him. And... Rick then eventually got out of it, and because it's a political science, and he decided he was going to make some money, so he gets into investments. Made it huge. Knows exactly what he's doing. Makes the right move, right time. I remember talking to him in early 2008. Now, remember, everything went south in September 2008, right? Right, I'm talking to him in January on the phone. Right, it may have been late 2007. I was at the Alamo Bowl, so I guess it's late 2007. He says, "I don't like what's going on." I said, "Why don't you like what's going on?" He says, "Housing market. It's indicating to me," he says, "that we're headed for something big, really big, and it's bad." Right, this is 9 months ahead of time. That's why guys like him are incredibly successful, because they have a feel for it a long time before everybody else catches on. And he's made great investments. And right now, he's still one of the minority owners of the San Diego Padres. And his wife, Sue, is incredibly supportive. And we try to teach her a little bit about the two, between the two of us, we try to teach her a little bit about football every time we get together. And she's tremendous. I just think the world of her. But that's what I thought was important about yesterday. For somebody who has made a lifetime and a successful life out of making the right investment at the right moment, he made the investment in this, regardless of the name. I mean, the name is irrelevant to me. He made the investment in the students that will make Penn State the top communications and sports communications school in the country. That equipment is all state-of-the-art in there. And so when a student goes in and works on that equipment, and they go to then try to get a job at Fox, Big Ten Network, ESPN, they'll say, well, have you ever worked on? Yes, every day. Can't ask for better than that. No training needed for that, Penn State candidate. And that was the goal, and that's what he's done. I mean, he's just he's a brilliant guy that has no ego. None whatsoever. He is a brilliant guy who has no ego. And the same with Sue. She's brilliant as well and is as down-to-earth as anybody you'd ever want to meet. So they get all the credit for what's going on. Meanwhile, I was really glad you didn't wear that orange shirt.
The thought crossed my mind, but I didn't.
Oh, boy.
But I didn't. Yeah. No, it was a great honor. To be there, and I know you downplay it a lot, but it is,
yes,
well,
it's
and I understand, and because that's your nature, but it is well deserved to someone who has done so much for Penn State from a publicity standpoint and has done so well bringing across Penn State athletics in just about every form, television, radio, and even some print stuff over the years.
Right. Well, you know, but that's one of the, when I talked yesterday, you know, I know he was very, very touched by this, but I wanted to talk about Fran Fischer a little bit. So, and, because look, Penn State was successful on the field. He was so successful in the booth. He was during an era where you'd have 11 regular season games and 9 of the 11 games at minimum were on the radio and not on TV. Hard to imagine for fans now. Young fans now can't imagine that kind of era. Can't even fathom it.
Now you get cranky when you can't find it on TV.
Oh, I remember Pitt played Utah. Was it last year or the year before? May have been last year. I'm going through channels. I wanted to watch the game. I thought it'd be a really good game. Thinking, what the heck's going on? What the heck's going on? I can't find the game. And then I thought to myself, years ago, Pitt and Utah never would have been on. Eventually, I found it. It was on what was then Versus, now the NBC Sports Network. So.
Well, that's the big difference. I mean, there's so many outlets now that never exist. I mean, you have all the regional Fox Sports. You have 17 ESPNs plus the website doing games and rebroadcasting things. And that's what's really going to be nice about the new broadcast facility is the Big Ten Network is going to have the capability now to for a lot less than it would be if they had to do all the production themselves to be able to run a lot of Penn State events.
Well, they will. And what will happen is they can run 3 Penn State events now for the price of what used to be 1. I know the financials on it. How about that?
That's amazing.
Three events for the price of 1. But my WKOK family was there yesterday. Roger Haddon was there. Sean Carey was there. Drew Kelly was there. And
Jack Ham.
No. Who the heck was that other guy? And Kevin Herr, of course, was there. Did you get your picture with Jack?
I have one from a few years ago.
Hmm. Yeah, he did talk about that. So
that's all right.
All right,
he was polite enough to take the picture, so I was happy about that.
Took the picture of you standing where?
No, he was happy to take the picture as long as he wasn't in it with me. Yes.
No, I'm not in it with you. I'll take whatever you want. Well, it's like you're telling me today about, you know, what I got here, what, a minute late?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get to the car. Yeah, well, I'm trying to get to the car. So, you know, whatever. You get hung up because people want pictures. So you just do it. Because, you know, what the heck? You know, all these people come into town from this one person was from Virginia, the other one was from Western Pennsylvania. You're like, okay, fine. But can't, like, you look at them and go, hey, look, Kevin Herr is waiting. They're like, so? How about a picture?
You know. See, if you would have done that, they would have said, oh, wait, go, quick.
Yes. He's waiting. 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. I'll have an interview with Bill O'Brien on Monday. Okay, sat down with him yesterday, did about 6 minutes with him, talked about a wide variety of things. And so we'll have that for you on Monday.
You know, we were talking about what you're looking for, what everybody else is looking for. What has he said what he's looking for in particular?
It's a work day. And he wants to see certain things, such as, you know, does everybody all maybe so... I mean, that's what he's looking for. And because he was saying today, he said, well, we can't lose tomorrow. And I looked over and said, yeah, there's one way you can lose. He goes, much of
yeah, what's the official word on
oh, they
how did, the
oh,
game's
they decide
be.
There's going to be a point system. There will only be a total of 8 kicks in the game. All right? For one thing. But they will.
Unusual.
They will. They can win. They've done a lot of special teams work. I mean, that's... And so they'll do some of that tomorrow. They will do some of that tomorrow. Let's see. Let's get into the point. There's a point system as to how this is going to play. They got 4 12-minute quarters tomorrow. Let's see. Where is this point system? He handed me the sheet yesterday, and, of course, the sheet's in the car.
Good place for it.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you have it tomorrow, that's what you need more than anything.
I'm going to take it into the stadium, so, you know. Let's see. FYI, some changes. Okay. All quarters will be 12 minutes. Autograph session begins at 11:55, ends at 12:40 so that the team can warm up and can begin warm up as early as 1. Game kick is 2:06. Game will be offense versus defense. There'll be a special scoring system. All right. For a touchdown, it's worth 6 points. Now, okay, if the offense gets a touchdown, it's 6 points. If the defense gets a touchdown, it's 7. A field goal is 3 points. A turnover, unless it's a touchdown, is 6 points. An explosive play of 15 yards or more, 2 points. Sack, though, 4 points. And by the way, the quarterbacks will be wearing red jerseys. They will not be touched.
So a touch is a sack?
Yes.
Okay.
Touch is a sack. Okay, so they will do that. And 2 consecutive first downs, 2 points. 3 and out, though, will be 1 point for the defense. PAT, 1 point. Tackle for loss, 2 points. So this one, again, so a touchdown for the offense is 6, but if the defense scores a touchdown, they get 7. Field goal for the offense is 3. Turnover, unless it's a touchdown, 6 points. Explosive play, 15 yards or more, 2 points for the offense. Sack, 4 points for the defense. 2 consecutive first downs, 2 points for the offense. 3 and out for the defense, 1 point. PAT, 1 point. Tackle for loss, 2 points.
You know who's got the hardest job in this whole thing? Whoever's running the scoreboard.
Well, that's their issue. Yeah.
Now, I do have, I know there's a lot of Bucknell fans that listen too, and we'll be going to the nightcap as well.
Yes, yes, please run that down. Well, how about we run that down for you after we come back?
That's a great idea.
With a few moments, because I pay attention to the show. We'll come back with more in a moment on WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Bottom of the third inning at Fenway, where the Yankees lead the Red Sox 3-1 on the 100th birthday of Fenway Park today. So far, Alex Rodriguez has knocked in a run with a base hit to score Derek Jeter. Nick Swisher then homered in the second. Two batters later, Eric Chavez homered to make it 3-0. David Ortiz has been able to homer over the monster and left to get the Red Sox on the board. You, meanwhile.
Yes.
You, meanwhile, were about to tell us about Bucknell.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was.
I have to keep everything going on the show.
Well, you know, it has your name on it. Joe Susan divided up the team into an orange squad and a blue squad. So it'll be two separate teams assigning members of the coaching staff to each team. They're going to do some modified rules, including offensive linemen shifting back and forth between the orange and blue teams so that they have enough players for full squads. Now, some of the rules will be 4 15-minute quarters of running clock. The final 2 minutes of each half will be normal clock rules. Initial possession and possessions after scores will begin at the 30-yard line. Punts will be fair caught, no rush. And as you said, quick whistles on the quarterback as well. And that game is set for 8 o'clock Saturday night at Christie.
Good. And we'll have Joe Susan on next week. And we'll have Bill O'Brien on next week. Not bad. Sounds like a good week.
We will be all set to go. And we're also working on the new Bucknell women's coach for next week as well.
Good. Can't wait to talk to him. Should be great. Should be great. And, yeah. But, times are changing. Change can be fun and good. We're going to find out tomorrow about change. I think a lot of people want to see. Like, when I talked to him yesterday, he asked me about what I look for in practice. And this is what I told him. And maybe to give you some insight as to what I see. For example, because he and I talked, and, you know, and look, 90% of what we 90% of what we talked about was just between the two of us. But I'll talk about this part. I said one of the things I look for in practice is that I know Wes Welker. I said, I know you think the world of Wes Welker, right? And I said, but you and I both know that as great a receiver as he is and as clever as he is, he's not the greatest athletic receiver in the NFL. I said, at the same time, Gronkowski, I said, obviously has developed into a really good player. I said, we know Aaron Hernandez had his problems at Miami and you guys did well with him. I said, but Welker was number one in the NFL in yards after the catch. Last season, Rob Gronkowski was fourth in the NFL in yards after the catch, and Aaron Hernandez was ninth in the NFL in yards after the catch. I said, one of the things I've looked for is that I've tried to see what schemes that you put in that create something like that. And you can see he does a great job of dissecting and finding the holes that create that, even when it's a pitch and catch. But there's so many times where receivers, based on routes, scheme, clearing out, where they'll find a hole, get the ball, and they'll start getting yards after the catch. And that's something I've watched for, and I think maybe the fans can watch for that tomorrow as well. So, I mean, subtlety, sure. I mean, that's a subtlety, but, you know, I'm around it every day. I see it every day. And I've seen this offense every day. Now look, now let's not go overboard. I think the scheme is an absolute winner. And I think as time goes and they get more people in there as they recruit and get a better positional balance as they recruit, it's going to be wow. And I think it's going to do really well. You know, this season, I think they'll be really great with it. But at the same time, you still need to be a little bit patient with it, too. But he's going to be a very, very hard coach for people to prepare for. A very difficult preparation when you get ready for Penn State. You can rack up all the Patriot film you want. I think it's going to be something that opposing teams are going to have a real tough time with.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on a beautiful Friday. Just sent me an email of the 2012 Penn State football poster. Let's see.
Yeah, we were just talking
you
about
liked
that.
It, huh?
I do. I like it. It's very simple. It's to the point. It's classy.
There's a collectible 5-foot version.
I know.
Wowzers.
Panoramic. Panoramic edition.
Love panoramic. Right up there with the Gaga.
Right. It's funny. That's exactly what we were just saying here in the studio. We love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga. To this day, you are still shocked by that.
I'm just shocked you knew who it was.
What?
Coming from a man with reel-to-reels of NFL games instead of music.
That's true. But I did okay.
It worked. By the way, while you're looking at the poster, the latest on the poll at stevejonesshow.com, what will you be watching closest in the blue-white game? Quarterbacks is number one, tied with a three-way tie for second between the offensive line, Coach O'Brien, and something else. Defense comes in last.
Defense.
A lot of people. You know, what's going to be his little trademark on the sideline? We all know what Joe's was.
Well, he's going in Beaver Stadium. First time he's at a practice in Beaver Stadium. Okay? First time. The walkthrough. I'm going to go over there as soon as we're done here. But, they're in there today. You know, they did not do a single practice in there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great poster. I love it. Yeah, I was in Beaver Stadium that day. In fact, I had to move because of the crane.
Yeah, what they did was they took a boom and a crane, and they did an overhead shot, a panoramic overhead shot of the end over top of that. So that'll be available tomorrow, both in a smaller and a, as you said, 5-foot version.
I see. Very cool. Well, that works out fine. I thought like a picture of Jack and me in front of the stadium or something would be nice, but I mean, they want to go this route. That's their business.
They were worried about having to getting the rights to your images.
And believe me, big cash, babe.
Lots of paper there.
I mean, really, in the end, it's peace. That's what it comes down to. You know? And they'll start a big caravan coming up. Huge caravan coming up. So you're saying it's stevejonesshow.com. It's the quarterbacks are first. That makes sense.
Yes.
People watching Coach O'Brien is over the defense.
Offensive line, Coach O'Brien, and something else all over the defense. People feel comfortable with the defense the way it looks.
They should feel comfortable with the front seven. I think the secondary is the part that's been so banged up, people are going to have to. Now, they caught a couple breaks on that. It's because Malcolm Willis got banged up. Ken came back. Okay. And that helped. Adrian Amos finally got healthy. He came back. That helped. With Curtis Drake, that leg gets sore in him, and every once in a while he needs a little bit of a break. So that was no big deal. But there have been some other guys along the way. Stephon Morris had himself a fabulous spring. I mean, a great spring. I thought Malcolm Willis had a really good spring. Ryan Kaiser had been doing well, but he had his surgery, I think it was a week ago today, on the meniscus. He's out 4 to 6 months. Means they've had to change up on holders. They take a look at Matt McGloin there. They take a look at Shane McGregor there.
And I mean, and that's a subtlety. Something like that happens. It's not just you've lost a safety. You're talking about a guy who's valuable in special teams and also happens to be the guy that's the holder, where Farrah had great comfort with him. I'll be interested to see tomorrow which direction. I'll be interested to see this afternoon in the stadium who ends up doing some of that work. And I think it might be McGregor. I think they're taking a good look at Shane as the, which is fine. I'm not so sure. If you have the benefit of having a fourth quarterback available, which you do, then I say go that route. Instead of using somebody that could potentially be your starter. I say potentially, you don't know, but could be. So, there's the domino to that. So, the secondary is the part that's been the part. The linebacker thing's been well, but Jamie Van Fleet got hurt the other day. Oh, boy. Didn't need that. And he got hurt pretty good. That one stung because he was having a great spring. Now, is he going to start? No, because that's Michael Monte's spot. But still, guy had worked hard this spring to make himself a more complete linebacker and had done it. He was having a great spring. Then he got hurt. What's today? Today's Friday, so Jamie would have been hurt at the beginning of Wednesday's practice.
Yeah, I have a slight gear shift for you here for a minute, if you don't mind.
Sure, I think you can get to 230 miles per hour at Indianapolis. Harry Leyendyke did.
No, they haven't yet with the new engines and chassis. All right, now how'd you do that? How'd you get me back to that? No, what I wanted to ask about, why does Major League Baseball have an All-Star Game ballot out in the middle of April? I realize it has to be done by the end of June, but is there any possible way that a fan who has any knowledge of Major League Baseball at all could vote for an All-Star Game or for a member of the All-Star teams in April?
They're doing it because they've already started games. Thus, they're distributing ballots in the ballparks.
I know, but it makes no sense. I mean, how can a player be all-star potential now?
I thought when we put this show together, you had all-star potential.
And good. Guess what happened? After a month or so, you decided against it.
Kyle and I had a great time working together last week.
But I don't understand why you would. I mean, this is where I think you get players based on their ability or how they're playing this year, but based on their history. This is why you have those type of players in the game.
Is the All-Star ballot sponsored?
I would imagine so. I'm looking at it.
Gillette, somebody. Usually it's Gillette.
Let's take a look. Well, there's nothing on the online ballot. Oh, and here's the best part. You can vote a maximum of 25 times.
Great.
Really? 25 times?
I mean, if Drew Kelly voted 25 times on your poll question last week.
Right, which is why we started limiting that now.
I think it started to skew the results.
But yeah, no, they don't mention, there's nothing mentioned on the website about it, just that it's on Fox July 10th and... You know, they mentioned a sponsor, the Ted Williams Most Valuable Player Award, but that was it.
Right. I think if there's a sponsorship on it, they probably have an agreement with the sponsor saying, look, to get you maximum looks, we're going to start handing out ballots over this period of time. You have to remember sometimes that enters into it.
I think this is why, though, you have those debates come July. Why is this guy on, but this guy isn't?
You know, I used to do that, and I don't bother anymore. Because, to be honest with you, I barely watch the All-Star game anymore.
Oh, television has changed so much. Some of it good and some of it, yeah. There's such a saturation now. You know, they got to the All-Star game. I'll watch some of it. But so what after a while? I'll watch some of it. Preseason football, I'll watch some of it.
First half.
I'll watch some of it. I don't even know if I get to the first half. I get to the first quarter.
Yeah, so early games. I'd agree with that.
No, I'm talking about preseason football.
No, I know. I mean the early games, even in the preseason, though, after the first quarter, after maybe even midway through the second quarter, you start to see guys that probably won't be there by the time week four rolls around, let alone the beginning of the season. That's what I
mean. Right. Exactly. You know, suddenly out of nowhere, the guy that was the third string guy at USC is now quarterbacking. You're going, so what am I watching here? You know, but, you know, for all the Brian Hoyer fans, I mean, it's a great opportunity to finally see him play for the Patriots. And you didn't know he was the backup, did you?
I didn't know he was the backup.
No.
Is he the backup's backup?
No, he's the backup.
Okay.
He is the backup. Which, by the way, Bill thinks very highly of Brian Hoyer. And you look at it, and things like that I don't watch as often as I used to. You know, when there are so many options to watch so many games, which I think is great. Because I've always wanted to watch, for example, I've been watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I've been watching, I mean, every game is literally on. Every one of them. There isn't a single playoff game in the NHL that is not on between CNBC, NBC Sports Network,
are they running anything on Universal? Probably replays.
No, I don't think they've run anything on Universal. The NHL Network's the other one.
NHL Network runs them, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't run them, but not replays. I think when you look at replays, for example, they don't have to because with those three networks, there's always a late game on the coast. So they can always have a doubleheader. But see, you can watch whatever game you want. I like that. College football, you can watch really almost any game you want now. Any game you want. So games that have really no meaning, a preseason football game to me has no meaning. I don't care how much they try to jazz up the All-Star game. I'll watch maybe a couple of innings of it. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, it determines who gets home field in the World Series, blah, 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 blah. Right? Still the same thing. Games, I think people want to see games with stakes. And that's only sort of, and preseason football is only sort of. Preseason football initially is great because it's great to have football back. But we have options on so many things. Things that used to be the biggest of big events. Let's look at the Triple Crown, for example. Triple Crown, I'll watch. Especially this year. Maybe Union Rags can get it done. We're going to have Dick on in a couple weeks from Louisville. Churchill Downs. And
yeah, but will you watch the 17 races before that?
No. Won't watch one of them.
No, exactly. No.
Won't watch one of them. I'll watch the 2 minutes. I heard a guy. I heard this guy one time. He said, "It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports." No, 2 minutes is 2 minutes. no, really. I'm in the car going, "You have to be kidding me."
It's true.
It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports. No, 2 minutes is 2 minutes.
Is that why maybe Fox doesn't get the viewership on Saturday afternoons that NBC used to all those years ago with the game of the week? I mean, because of the fact that there's so many games on, just following up from a thought you had
earlier.
Well,
also, you know, yeah, but you have choices of everything. I mean, because I know you watch Heavy Doses of Lifetime Movie Network, and so, you know, that didn't exist during the NBC game of the week.
My DVR is filled with it.
Oh, brother. More after this on WKOK. Kevin wanted to know when you should get to the blue-white game tomorrow.
Probably tonight.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know what? I have not even looked at the weather forecast for tomorrow.
I did.
And?
The AccuWeather hour by hour called for a possibility of a thunderstorm at 2, but dry the rest of the time.
Okay.
And maybe a rain shower in the morning, a thunderstorm in the 11 o'clock hour as well. And the only other time for rain would be in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours, which makes everybody at Christie very, very happy. I can tell you that. So bring your umbrella to Christie.
Yeah. Okay. You do that.
I will.
Right. Well, I think everybody has been, they've been waiting for this moment. You know, and like, look, Bill will be the first to tell you. All right. He says, look, I haven't won any games yet. And I said to
him, comforted him. I'm sure he felt much better.
He looks at me and says, you're a jerk. I said, yeah, I know. Yeah. But see, we can kid each other that way. You know what I mean? You know, we can kid around a little bit with each other. And I don't want any games yet. I said, well, good, we're even. Won't be even for long. But I like the schedule very much. I really like the schedule. The fact that you do not play a great team like Alabama. You don't. Okay, I got it. You don't play a great team like Alabama. But you do play some really good teams along the way. And, you know, or at least good. How about good? You play four goods before you get to the Big Ten opener at Illinois. I like that. I think he'll have a really good read on his football team by the time he gets to Champaign. How the offense is clicking, how the defense is working, what personnel is clicking, what combinations are clicking, because they'll have to play well in the first four games to win the first four games. Do they have to play awesome, incredible, off the charts to win? No, but they'll have to play well to win the first four games. And special teams are going to be very important in this mix. They've worked a lot on special teams in the spring. A lot. Not a little. A lot. And Ohio University's well-coached Frank Solich has done a great job with the Bobcats. They're a good, solid MAC team. At Virginia, first road test, Virginia's a good team. Navy with that option, bowl team, good team. And Temple's very good. Bernard Pierce back at tailback. They have their quarterback thing. It looks like that's settled for once. Steve Adazio's second year, good team. It's at Beaver Stadium. So they have four good teams. All four can be bowl teams this year at the front. Now, I didn't say great, awesome, incredible. I said they have four good teams at the front. And that will give him a really good read on his football team. A really good read. And I think the benefits of playing a good schedule at the front will have exponential benefits heading into October. Because they'll have an idea what's working, what's not working, what they need to do to get better, and also some things that they can build upon. There'll be no false sense of security of, hey, look what we did. We crushed, you know, an inferior team. Hey, look, you know, more false insecurity because you crushed another inferior team. There won't be any of that. Because they're all four of them are good. Are they all national championship contenders? No way. Are they bottom feeders in their conference? No. They're all four good teams. And Penn State will have to play well in each one to win. All four games are games where Penn State's going to need to win two of the three areas. Offense, defense, special teams. They'll have to win two of the three in every game to win the game. So, that's I really like the schedule. So, tomorrow we get to see it. Curtain comes up. Looking forward to it. Kevin, by the way, will be outside the All Sports Museum between 6 a.m. And game time at 2, signing autographs.
Oh, wait a minute. There won't be anybody there at that point.
no.
I catch on quick.
Wow. And then you're doubling up. You're going to Bucknell tomorrow night.
I am. I'll catch the Blue White game and then head back to Lewisburg for the Bucknell spring game at 8 o'clock at Christie with my
We'll have an extensive Blue White game report coming up on Monday, including that one-on-one sit-down I've done with Bill O'Brien. And I'm excited. You know, it's... Everyone knows how hard it's been. But now it's a new era. And time to embrace the new era and move forward. Kevin, great week, my friend. I was so proud to have you and Roger and Sean and Drew there yesterday. It meant the world to me. To everybody out there, see you tomorrow. Have a great weekend.